With my divine attitude, I am invisible. I am invisible. I am truly invisible. And when I'm invisible, I am invincible. With my divine attitude, I am invincible. Being invisible and being invincible are two of the same things. They are two of the very same concepts and the very same attitudes that we work with all the time with ourselves. How do we work with ourselves on being with a divine attitude, being invincible? No matter what it is that I place into my consciousness, no matter what it is I have in my mind, no matter what thoughts I have, if my attitude is one that I am a success now, I am fulfilled now, it is done now, then my attitude reveals that which is already done as done now. I move forward very smoothly and very wonderfully and very beautifully in the concept that I am invincible. I'm invisible. No matter what I do, no one sees me. No one knows who I am. One minute, I am a successful actor. And another minute, I am a successful father. And another minute, I am a successful businessman. And another minute, I am a successful lover. Another minute, I'm successful in an infinite number of different ways. And truly, when my divine attitude, with my divine attitude, I am invincible. I am invisible. I am not seen by the world for who I really am. I am seen by within myself who I really am, but not by the world. The world does not have the slightest idea of what my qualities are and what my genius is. Nor do we have the slightest idea about that of others. We look at others and we judge them by the things that they're doing, not by the things they're thinking. We judge them by the things that they are carrying out in their life and their world, not by who they really are within ourselves, and the same goes for us. The world has no idea that we are so invincible, that we are so able to do anything we want to do. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can keep us from being the divine that we are. The world is just ready to say yes, no to whatever we are. And it's up to us to decide, what are we? What really are we? Are we that invincible person who has nothing standing between himself and success? For that's the truth. And what the society sees now, what the world sees now, what we even see right now, is no idea of that invisible being within us and what we really can do. For everything we dream of, that we desire, that we aspire to, is invisible to us right now. We don't know it right now. We have no idea when we start putting a cause in motion how that cause is going to really reveal itself. If we did, oh, indeed, if we did, we would put the cause in motion more specifically, more generally, and more generously all of the time. Yes, we too are unable to see today, tomorrow, the past, the future. We are unable to see it because to us it is invisible. It is unseen. So we deal with the concept. We deal with the concept which stands forth and is always true, seen or unseen. And if we stand true with the concept that we can accomplish anything that we have in our mind, in our heart, in our goal, we do that. When we have the concept in us of who and what we are, then we just march forth so triumphant in who and what we are that we are invincible in accomplishing whatever it is that comes to our thought, our mind, our desire, our goal, our experience of who and what we are. Can I stand forth invincible now into the invisible that is about to be, to the invisible that stands all around me, unknown to me? Can I stand forth and bring it forth? Can I look past the invisible? Can I look past that which is not seen to that which is always there, the eternal reality, the eternal vitality, the eternal domain that is always there? Can I look beyond that? Can I see that eternal domain and recognize how it is functioning in and through my life? Can I do that? And the answer is yes. Now, I know that, just like I know that if I strike the right key on the piano, I will get the right note. And yet sometimes I touch the wrong key and get the wrong note for the melody I'm playing. And when I touch the wrong note, I think, oh, foolishness, I wasn't paying attention. Oh, there it goes. The right key, all the keys are there, and I can strike any key I want. And if I strike the key that gives me a tone or a part of musical scale that I do not want, then it will not lead toward the song that I am attempting to play. Now the song is always there. The song is always true, and the song is always fantastic. But if I strike the wrong note, the song will sound not very good. And if I then stop and say, I'm going to begin again, forget the past, forget everything I did, and begin again. And then I start triumphantly, beginning again, and I play the right notes. I play the correct notes for the song that I want to reproduce. And the song plays for me beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly. My dreams, my goals, my aspirations, my desires, that which I choose to bring forth in my life, though it's unseen, it's there. Though I may not know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, it may be invisible to me, it's there. And once I choose which melody I'm going to play, and my fingers have the wisdom to touch the keys that bring out that melody, then I am playing what I want to play, and it is playing beautifully, wonderfully, powerfully, and good right now. Totally up to me, totally up to me how I would like to bring it forth. I am invincible in standing forth for the truth. People may say around me that it cannot be done. They may say the piece of music is much too complex for you to play. They may say the melody is a very severe, difficult melody, and it cannot be played by a dilettante, someone who is only practicing or playing at it. And what do I say? I say, I am invincible. I play whatever melody I place before me, and I play it beautifully. Oh, I may play it slowly at first, making sure that my fingers touch the right key always. And then I play it again, a little more rapidly. And then I play it again, a little more rapidly. And I play it again, a little more rapidly, until I gain the skill. I gain the confidence to play it. And when I play it in its proper tempo, in its proper meter, when I play it lovingly, beautifully, fantastically, gloriously, then I truly am invincible. I truly draw from the universal, that invisible melody, that invisible, beautiful song, and I play it out. And as I play it out in all of its joy, in all of its perfection, in all of its lovingness. And as I play it out in all of its lovingness, I am invincible. As I play it out in all its lovingness, though it was invisible, I bring it forth because I know in my heart what it is. And as I bring it forth, it is done. And it is done beautifully, perfectly. The first time, wonderfully. I don't have to play it several times to get the flow of it. I play it once I realize that it is that invisible song within me, and I am capable of it because I am invincible in playing it. Though it's invisible, I can play it beautifully, and I play it now. This is me being myself and delighting in who and what I am. I am the invisible made real. I am invincible in carrying out any thought in my consciousness in its ideal format now and forevermore, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that makes any difference. That's all that makes any difference in anything I'm doing, because I am the master. And as the master, I reveal all these things to me, now and forevermore. Have a lovely day, my invincible, invisible friend. I love you. And know that you can do it now. And it is done now. And so it is.